USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
A man who once ran our military operations in Afghanistan, among those criticizing plans to withdraw our troops, former U.S. commander in Afghanistan David Petraeus on Fox News Friday, responding to those who want to end an endless war.
This is not ending the endless war. It's ending our involvement in it. The war will continue, and indeed it's going to get much worse. It already is worse.
Meanwhile, hundreds of Afghans who worked for the U.S. military need to get to Kabul to get evacuated, but with the Taliban controlling most of the roads and flights being expensive, there's concern some won't make it. California's largest wildfire, just 18% contained. The Dixie Fire covering almost 143,000 acres in the Central Valley north of Sacramento. Oregon's Bootleg Fire remains the country's largest, though. That's over 400,000 acres. It's 40% contained. Thousands protesting COVID lockdowns in Australia. Several arrested in Sydney after clashing with riot police. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Frustration growing among public officials as COVID cases rise. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey saying Friday it's time to start blaming the unvaccinated. Her state ranks 47th in vaccination rates. As infections increase, so do questions about mask mandates. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki asked Friday about imposing a national mandate.
One, that's not the role of the federal government. That is the role that institutions, private sector entities, and others may take. That certainly is appropriate. Also, local communities are going to take steps they need to take in order to protect people in their communities.
Psaki adds she understands Governor Ivey's frustration. The Olympics off to a record-breaking start for Team USA. The women's water polo team beats Japan 25-4 Saturday. That's the most goals ever scored in an Olympics water polo match. The 21-goal margin of victory is the largest ever, too. Team USA looking for its third straight gold medal. An NBA star can get free meals for life. A Culver's in suburban Milwaukee making that offer to Bucks playoff MVP Giannis Antetokounmpo after he leads the Bucks to the NBA title. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A group is suing to stop vaccines in certain cases. Fred Bernard has the details.
America's Frontline Doctors, a nonprofit, filed a motion on July 19th seeking immediate injunctive relief to stop the emergency use authorization of COVID-19 vaccines for three groups of Americans: anyone under the age of 18, anyone who has recovered from COVID-19, and those who haven't given informed consent, as defined by federal law. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
A problem discovered with the Chevy Bolt. Wendy King has more.
GM has issued a safety recall for almost 70,000 Chevy Bolt electric vehicles due to a defect in their batteries that could spark a fire. The recall affects Bolts manufactured between 2017 and 2019. GM said it will replace defective battery modules at no cost. The recall comes after two vehicles caught fire. The automaker is asking Bolt owners to park the vehicles outside until they're fixed and that they charge them fully each night and return them to 90% of charge limitation using Hilltop Reserve mode. The cars previously underwent a recall that updated software related to the battery-driven drivetrain. The recall affects about 50,000 Bolts in the U.S. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.